process like the whole free agent process? Did you kind of just stay out of it, let your agent handle it?
Yeah, well, I kind of went through this last year. So this year I did kind of try not to worry as much, kind of kept myself busy, trained earlier than I usually would. Just let my my agent handle it. But then I started kind of getting myself involved when JR called me. And that kind of made me feel special too. So then I kind of wanted to start putting my two cents in with him, and letting him know how I feel. And it kind of it got better from there. And ultimately I'm here. When I was like younger, my dad took me to my first NFL game. It was here. But other than that, I was really a Brian Dawkins fan. I didn't really care about the team. I was just more about a player.
Is it like a package deal on you too, or were you completely surprised?
It was actually kind of funny. He texted me like 3 days ago, and he asked like, what you think about doing? I was like, man, I don't even know. And then 2 days later, I texted him again. I was like, so what's it looking like for you? And it was right when I disagreed with the Titans, and he told me, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be in Tennessee. And I was like, that's crazy.
What makes a good special teams player? What kind of mindset's required?
I feel like, to me, you have to be a little off. You know, you can't be sensitive. You got to be violent. You have to be, you have to be a different type of football player to me. You know, kind of you have to be a defensive player mindset. But it's just a little more off. You know, you got to just be, I kind of call it just being crazy. You just got to go out there and just play with reckless abandon, play violent. You know, be a team's player. You know, you have to help out your other teammates that's next to you. Because, like you said, special teams is everybody. So, you know, it's just to be able to come in here and change the whole aspect and look on special teams. That's what I plan to do. Whenever I go into any team, I don't ever anticipate, what I will do, what I'm going to do, what I hope they'll do. You know, all I can do is just go out there and play ball. When they put me out there, I do the best I do. I do what I have been doing. When I got my chances in Oakland, when I got my chances in St. Louis, I played good. I feel like I played good. So I don't think about, if I'm going to get it. It's just when it comes, I'm going to you'll see why, they have me in.
You've been more of an inside linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been inside everywhere I've been.
You said made you feel special when John Robinson called you. What did he say? What was his pitch to you specifically?
First thing he said, I'm glad to want to be at you back in Tennessee. You know, he knew I was from Memphis. We kind of talked about, of course, he talked about barbecue. You know, talked about high school. You know, talked about, just to me, Tennessee stuff. You know, the only thing Tennessee, if you've been living in Tennessee, you would know. You know, so we talked about, that, and that just – right there, it kind of warmed me up. And then being able to meet him in person, sitting down in his office, talking to him, we talking every time we see each other in the hallway now. So, it feels good. It feels like I don't want to say family, but it's getting there. I can feel the atmosphere.
Did you sound like you knew some stuff about barbecue, or did you
have to
kind of set it straight?
He knew a little. He more knew about the tourist barbecue, the rendezvous spots. You got to find the hole in the walls. It's just, to find a good barbecue.